I know Sandy Stewart, and I know the struggle that she had in her business, and I am blown away. In fact, Sandy, I know you're probably listening right now. I am so proud of you, girl. I am blown away that you had that kind of a impact at that workshop, and that you have totally broken through and have sponsored those five people into your business. It just completely blows my mind altogether. I get blown away every time I hear testimonies like that. For those of you that are on this call for the very first time, which I know we always have hundreds of brand new people listening in on these calls every Monday night, my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in this industry, I was a 19-year-old female who had no education, who had no dreams, who had no vision, who did not have any confidence or self-worth. I was not somebody that I ever thought in a million years would ever succeed at anything. To be honest with you, I didn't even think success was even possible. I was one of those people that was so ignorant that I didn't even know that people could start their own business. And when I was introduced on a conference call just like this, came brought into an office, and there was some guy screaming on the phone, giving a business presentation with hundreds and hundreds of people. And he was 24 years old, and he was making 100 grand a month, and that was just totally blew me out. There's no way that people can make that kind of money, especially at that age. And I told the person who invited me, I said, you know what, thanks, but, you know, this is definitely not for me, but I'm sure it's, you know, it's definitely for you, but it's definitely not for me. And that's because I didn't believe in myself. That's just bottom line, flat out. I did not think I could succeed. And if I don't think I can succeed, I'm the kind of person I'm not going to try. If I'm not going to win, I'm not going to play the game. So that's really was the thought process. And after 2 months of him persisting with me, because he saw something in me that I didn't see, he drove me down to a training. And it was an 8-hour little school, and the people that were there were all giving their testimonies, and one of them, the one testimony got me. And his testimony had me go through a psychological thought process, which is what I'm going to teach on tonight. And that psychological process was this. He said, I spent 25 years in the corporate world, and I lost my job all in one day. Don't make the same mistake I did. Start in network marketing today. Start in business for yourself today. And build equity in your own company instead of building equity into somebody else's. And man, the thought process that went through my head was, what if it takes me 25 years to figure this out? And what if I fail by 90%? If I fail his income by 90%, I still would be making over 100 grand a year. And I knew that if I were to stay at JCPenney's, there's no way, never could I ever make $100,000 a year working for JCPenney's. I mean, the managers don't even make that much. I mean, the managers, what, maxed out at 50? So no matter what, I could spend 25 years spinning my wheels like a hamster in a little, you know, loop-de-loop cage. Getting nowhere, going nowhere real fast. So I decided to come in, and I came in full-time. That story put me over the edge and said, I can do this. Because even if I fail, I'll still be doing better than if I stick out my job. So I failed the first 6 months. I couldn't get anyone started, couldn't get a customer, couldn't make anything happen. I really was lame at this. And so after 6 months of failure, I came in contact with somebody that was very successful. He was just 4 years older than myself. He started the very same month I did, but in 6 months his check was up to $15,000 a month, where mine was nothing. So he gave me four things that I needed to live by. I don't have time to go into those tonight, but you can go to DaniJohnson.com and you can listen in on various different conference calls where I've shared what those four things are, because they were life-altering for me. I've lived my life based on these four things, actually. And the fourth thing that he told me was that I needed to invest in myself and go to a training seminar, that if I wanted to master this business and master a six- or a seven-figure income, and I wanted to succeed, that I had to get trained. And that weekend was going to cost me $1,500, of which I did not have, nor did I want to spend, in some boring seminar with some boring speaker and a bunch of boring adults. Man, 20 years old now, and I'm thinking I want to go shopping with $1,500 or go to Hawaii or something, but I certainly don't want to go to some boring seminar. And so I went anyway, came out of that seminar, and in 8 days made $4,000. The following month, I just kept things simple. All I did was I just brought 9 people to Salt Lake City, Utah that very next month, and those 9 came out, and they did better than me. And because they did better than me, the way the compensation structure was set up, I got paid $11,000. The next month, I brought about 30 people to Chicago. Oh, it was awesome. In fact, I brought a bunch of people from a tiny little town in California all the way to Chicago. And those people came out, and they went nuts. My sales volume was doing hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was amazing. My check went to 15,000 that month. Then I brought 60 people from the West Coast over to the East Coast, and my check went up to just under $21,000 the month I turned 21, which was amazing to me. After that, I decided I wanted to get married and have some babies. I did get married, and the man that I married took off with my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. He lost my business as a direct result of getting married to him, and he left me with $2.03 to my name. December 1st of 1990, I found out that my bank account had been drained and that I had nothing. I had no job, no money coming in, no business, and $2.03 left to my name. I lived in Hawaii on the Big Island, Waikoloa, which is out in the middle of stinking nowhere. I mean, no civilization, barely any civilization at all. And there I was. Gosh, man, I lost everything. And that thought process went through my head. See, you are just a loser. See, you are nothing. You are going to amount to nothing. Your dad hated you. Your husband hated you. You're just a failure. Why even try? It's not worth it. It's too hard. It doesn't last. You just got lucky. Those are the things that went through my head. For 3 weeks, actually, 3.5 weeks. And I became homeless immediately, and I lived out of my car, and after a few weeks of living out of my car, I really started to just get mad at myself. And what happened was I was at a beach party with people. I had finally gotten a job as a cocktail waitress, and I was at a beach party on Christmas Day. And all these people I was hanging out with were drug addicts, just like my parents were, alcoholics, like the rest of my extended family were, and adulterers, like many people I had known throughout my life. Like my husband was. And that's who I was surrounding myself by. That's who I was hanging out with. And I praise God every day for that day. That bottomless pit day. Because I really felt this voice say to me after I had been swimming in the ocean, and I looked up and I was heading towards the people I was hanging out with. And I felt something inside say, get your mat and walk. Get up and get out of here. And I did. I took my little bamboo mat and my towel, and I just started. I left. I got myself a left, and I go like, "Hey, Danny, what are you doing? Where are you going?" And I just put up my hand and I said, "I'm out of here." And I hiked a mile to my car. Got in my car and I drove for 45 minutes, chewing myself out, saying, "You know better than this. Look who you're surrounding yourself with. Of course you're going to fail if you hang out with people like that. Of course you're going to become nothing if you stay like this." Girls, step up. No more whining. No more pity parties. No more depression. You got to make a change, and you have to make a difference. You can't let your daughter see you like this. You can't let your family know that this is what you've become. And I did. I stepped up, and the very next day I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. I had no product, no brochures, no receipts. A drained bank account in fact, I owed the bank money because of all the checks that bounced as a direct result of him draining it on the 1st of December. And on that very first day, from handwriting a flyer, handwriting the phone script, and camping out at a payphone booth in Waikoloa, Hawaii, right next to the video store, made $2,000 in 10 hours. Just used the skills that I had learned the year before in that training seminar. Invested in myself. Got educated. Stepped up and made it happen. The next month made $6,500. The next month over $10,000 was my first full-time month. By the end of my first year, I'd made $250,000. I will never forget calling my old roommate back at Christmas time when I bought my first home, which was a nice little $250,000 home in the Bay Area. Calling her as I pulled up in my Mercedes that I had paid cash for, and she's like, "Oh, Danny, how are you?" And I said, "You'll not believe this, but I am driving a Mercedes, and I just pulled up into my $250,000 home." She was blown away because she knew me when I was homeless. All I have to say is this. You've gotten started in a business. I don't care where you are in life. I don't care what your educational level is. I don't care what your race is, your background. I don't care what any of that is, because none of that matters. What matters is, do you have a desire to do something different? Do you have a desire to do something great? Has there been a little ember of passion deep down inside of you that says, there's got to be more to life than this? There has to be more to life than this. If this is what it's all about, then it's not worth it. Have you ever felt like that? That's how I felt. And God opened the door for me. And I walked through the door obediently. He then took me out of the pit of hell of the childhood that I grew up in. And he placed me in a business that caused me to grow personally, caused me to confront the issues, all the very many issues I had from being abused as a child, and to step through them. And he trained me up how to be a leader and to lead thousands, tens of thousands of people internationally through various different businesses. The small town kid was nothing, nothing to offer anyone. But if that's what God can do in my life, that's certainly what can happen in yours. So if you're listening to me for the first time, I'm just some uneducated cocktail waitress who started in business and became a millionaire by the time I was 23. While I was having all five of my children, I made many millions beyond that first million at 23, all the way through my 20s, by a very simple system. A simple training seminar system like Sandy Stewart went to that trained up people in freedom so that they could be free to use their giftings, apply it to their business, learn some skill and some strategy to work it efficiently and effectively and make a business profitable at the same time of absolutely having a blast, having the time of their lives, building relationships with people they did not even know before they got started. Traveling to places that are fun, laughing so hard that their gut hurts, and knowing that they're making a difference in a family. And in turn, because they change the values in a family, change generations to come. And also, rising up, learning how to be number one in a company, breaking records, shattering sales goals. Shattering anything that had ever been done before, that's what you will learn at First Steps to Success. Why? Because I've done all those things. And I'm one of those firm believers that you can't really teach it unless you've really done it. And what we've done is really, God has used us to help a lot of different people. So tonight I want to give you some nuggets that will absolutely turn you very profitable very fast if you catch it. These are one of those things that some things are taught, other things are caught. This is one of those things you have to catch because it's enormous. There's a psychological process that a prospect goes through. And that psychological process is basically three things. Is it simple? Does it work? I think I can do it. Or can I do it? Is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? Okay? Those are three things that that prospect that's sitting there either looking at your products or services or looking at your company as a home-based business. That's what's going through their head. Is it simple? Does it work? I think I can do it. This is so funny. I know what company has just joined us because their call just ended. I love it. That is so awesome. Welcome, all of you guys that just got started. I mean, came on the call. Anyway, so is it simple? Does it work? I think I can do it. Now, before I get into this, there's something I want to tell you guys. I want to tell you that you guys are by far the most amazing team that I have ever had the chance to work with. I feel so completely blessed by your commitment, by your desire, by your drive, by your passion. There's been well over 1,000 people who've come to First Steps, or we've just done 8 of them this year. And I'm telling you, the team that I get to work with blows my mind. You guys are awesome. I just came back from Silver Creek, Ohio, which is Amish country, and Liberal, Kansas, tiny little town in Kansas, where tornadoes hit. And I've been talking about all of you guys. I've been talking about that team that was in L.A., that whole team, everybody that was there, the Sandy Stewarts, the Cathys, the George Lees, all of you guys. I've been talking about you guys. And I'm passionate about who you are and what you're doing and how you're doing it. I'm passionate. You've stirred me. I'm passionate about your vision. I'm passionate about your skill being raised up. All of you that will be in Utah, all of you that were in, you know, Western Virginia, all of you that were in North Carolina last year, all of you that were in San Diego last year, all of you that were in Sacramento, all of you that were in Dallas, Texas. I mean, all of this whole team that has come together to make this call successful, to make your business successful. I love you guys. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so blessed that I get to work with you. You've changed my life dramatically. In the example that you're setting, my passion and my dream is to see those numbers change, to see 98% of the population not be broke anymore, The passion is to see light go back in the kids' eyes, that there is a dream, that the people that are stepping out of mediocrity and being average and stepping into doing above average things and extraordinary things, not because they're great, but because they've been given a chance and they're giving it their best shot. And what comes out of our best shot is good enough. But mediocrity is not our best shot, neither is average. But our best shot is what it is, and that gets results. So you guys, you people who've been a part of this open event, a part of this Monday Night Call, our members on our site, I am so grateful for you, and I'm so proud of who you are, and I'm totally impressed. I've been able to see a contrast working privately in one organization or working collectively amongst many thousands of organizations, and I will tell you, you guys are the best. You are the absolute best, and I'm proud of you. So I know, and this is what I know that what I give you tonight, you're going to use it. And that's so exciting for me. Because I know that you have a desire to make it. And when you have that desire to make it, you make things happen. So here we go. And I could get very caught up in this right now because I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. And you have what it takes to make it. You absolutely have what it takes to make it. And what's awesome is that who shows up on these calls and on our website are the people, the cream off the top of all the companies. That's who's here tonight. You're the cream off the top. You're not the masses who are settling for less. You're the cream that rose, that was looking for more, that was looking for help. You're the cream that rose that said, I'm not satisfied with where my business is, and I'm not satisfied with the training that my company is giving me to help me get to where I need to go. That's who you are. You're the hungry ones. You're the 20% in a company that makes things happen. It's the 80-20 rule, no matter if you're in real estate, mortgage, I don't care what business you're in. It's 20% of the people that do 80% of the work. That's who you are. You're the 20%. You guys are going to make it. I know you're going to make it. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to make it. This is so exciting to me. I'm blown away here. Okay, so let's talk about this. Getting people on your products, getting people in your business, getting people to training, getting people to go to work. These are four areas for your business, okay? And there's one formula that works for all of them, and it's a very simple formula. Again, getting people on your products, keeping them on your products, getting them into your business, having them join your business, having them go to training so that they can be successful in their business, and getting them to go to work. All four of these areas are vital. And there's one simple formula that instantly works. There's one simple formula that instantly duplicates. Instantly duplicates. But this formula I'm about to give you, you need no ego. You can't have an ego in order to do it. And this is where most people can't handle it. This is where you're going to have to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more. Because your ego strives to puff itself up. Ego strives to be full of pride in having all the answers and looking good before everybody. What I'm about to teach you will not make you look good in front of anybody except for the new person. In fact, what I'm about to teach you will only make the new person say, man, I can do that, which is what duplicates quickly. So it's up to you. Tonight I will your ego is going to get challenged tonight. It will. And before I tell you what, I'm going to tell you how I learned it. I learned this from a billionaire. From a billionaire who built a multi-billion-dollar sales organization worldwide, one of the most successful companies in all of the history of having home-based businesses. Most dynamic company that has really ever been on the face of the planet. Absolute phenomenon. Started by a 23-year-old man, 23-year-old kid with no college education, ninth-grade education. Yeah, ninth-grade education he had. But he had a vision, he had a desire, and he was too stupid to complicate things. Those are his words. Too stupid to complicate them. And thank God he was too stupid because he affected my life in a powerful way. He was at a big meeting, a big direct sales meeting, where they had all the corporate heads come in. And they were going to share with each other the secrets to their success. And it was his turn to get up, and they started drilling with questions. You know, okay, Mark, what is your secret to success? And he said, you know, I really don't know about that. All I do know is that Granny got started on my weight loss program, and she lost 25 pounds in 30 days, and for any reason that you are not completely satisfied, we will give you money back. So they kept asking more questions. You know, well, tell us, what is it about your products that have made your company so successful? He says, you know, I really don't know about that. All I do know is that Larry over here, he got started on the products, lost 20 pounds, in his first 2 months, and for any reason you get started on these projects and you don't like it, you're going to get your money back. They drummed questions for a half an hour. And finally, this woman had stepped up and she said, "This is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard." She said, "But I have to tell you something, Mark. One of your reps came to my house and attempted to sell me your product. And for 30 minutes, I drilled her with questions about vitamin A and vitamin C and fiber and potassium and this and that. And for 30 minutes, all she said was, 'I don't really know the answer to that. All I do know is that I got started on these products and I lost 30 pounds. If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, we will give your money back.' For 30 minutes, all she said is, 'I don't know. All I know is,'" and she told me another story, "Well, it is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, but all I know is that not only did I buy one, but I bought two of those, and I've lost 20 pounds since I've been working the product." There he was amongst multimillionaires. He was like 27 years old, being drilled by very successful, some very highly educated people. They asked him very, very, you know, technical business questions. You know, what in your products that makes it work? What in your compensation plan? What in your business model? What strategy? And all he said was, "I don't know. All I know is." And that lady stands up and says, "I bought it and I lost 20 pounds. So I'm going to give you a formula that the newest person that gets started in your business can learn it in minutes. She can learn it in minutes, or he can learn it in minutes and turn around and be profitable in a day by doing what this billionaire did. So it's up to you. Weigh your ego with your bank account. Figure out which one weighs more tonight, because this will definitely challenge you to do that. So the psychological process is it simple? Does it work? Can I do this? That's what it is. There's only one thing. There's only one thing that brings them through that psychological process quickly. There's only one thing, and that is stories. That's it. You don't believe me? Look at the television. The television, all they do is sell stories. That's all they sell. Come on, McDonald's has spent millions, maybe even billions of dollars in advertising through the last 50 years that they've been in business. Okay? Millions, if not billions, in advertising. And they have a 30-second spot to sell you burgers and fries. Okay? That's what they have, a 30-second spot. Don't you think they are going to sell you the most important part of what they have? Yes. And let me ask you something. Do they sell you the facts about how that burger, if that's what you want to call it, is made? Which, by the way, the cheeseburger is my favorite. I had two of them last night at midnight driving home. Think about it. Do they sell you the facts about how those fabricated french fries are put together? Do they sell you the facts about how that powder put into a machine, added some liquid, turns into a shake? Do they sell you the facts about the buzzer that goes off telling you when the fries are done? No. They don't sell you the nutritional facts about their product. What do they sell you? They sell you fun. They sell you food. They sell you the story and the taste of what it's going to be like when you get there. The experience you're going to have when you're there. That's what they sell you. They sell you the story. It's the same exact thing that the drug companies do when, for example, Zoloft. Prime example. There's Zoloft, and they're selling you an antidepressant drug. And they're showing you pictures of stress and tension and craziness, and you just wanted to jump off a cliff, man. You're just depressed and stressed out and overwhelmed and filled with anxiety. And they're posing these questions to you. And then they change the tone of their voice and say, "Yes, and now we have Zoloft. Zoloft is the answer." And then they show some skinny broad running on a beach with, you know, perfect body. You hate her. You know, and it's a beach in the Bahamas or something, and it's beautiful, and the breeze, you can almost smell the air. And in this beautiful voice, this woman is telling you that Zoloft is the answer. That, you know, you'll be happy, and you'll no longer be depressed, but you'll be uplifted. And you'll be worry-free, and you'll have no stress, and you'll be delighted with life and be filled with joy and wonderful. And in the very same tone of voice, she says the side effects of Zoloft is diarrhea, low sex drive, abdominal pain, and death in some certain rare cases. Oh, my gosh! and some of you are laughing your guts out right now, just as they laughed in Kansas and laughed in Sugar Creek, Ohio last weekend. But it's the truth, because facts tell, stories tell, and it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it. And so the story, even though the story, it doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it, is they're selling you in 30 seconds that if you're depressed and feeling bad, in fact, some of you weren't even feeling that way until you thought, they're like, yeah, I am anxious. Yeah, I am having a bad time. Well, then they're telling you this is the answer. This is the story. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel awesome. Okay? So if those companies, these drug companies and companies like McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and, you know, Microsoft, they're selling you a story when you watch the television. So why in the world do business people who get started want to sell the facts? It's not the facts that signed you up on your first conference call. It's not the facts that signed you up in your first meeting. It's not the facts that got you to buy the business, whatever business it is that you bought. It's the story of where it was going to take you. It was the promise to a better future. So the mistake that most people make when they get in business is they start selling facts. Why? Because the more you learn about your company, about your products, about your comp plan, about the opportunity, the more excited you get about it, but you are only to learn those things for your own excitement level. But that is not what you bought. What you bought was the opportunity to make a change in your life. That's what you bought. Okay, well, here's what happens. The story is what gets people started in the business and on the products. But it's also stories, now listen to me carefully because I get a lot of emails on this. It is also the stories that makes people go to work and go to a training seminar. It's also stories that keeps them from quitting. That's what it is. It's stories. And what happens is that most people, they master the first part of telling stories to get people on the products, to keep them on the products, get them in the business. But then now they struggle. Let me ask you something. Do you have people in your business that won't work? Do you have people in your business that say they want to do something and then they don't do it? And do you have people that are whining and complaining about their business? Yes, the answer is yes to all of them. They're absolutely yes to all of them. Here's my answer. Tell them stories. Can I tell you this? I've had tens of thousands of people ask me questions about my products over the last 15 years. Okay? Tens of thousands. As I built my sales organization, tens of thousands of people ask me about products. And do you know that I've given the same answer tens of thousands of times? I've given the same answer tens of thousands of times. That's why my sales force duplicated so fast, because we kept it simple. Whether the brand new person who just got started tonight or that person who has been in for years, like I have been, we said the same thing every time. And it was, you know, I really don't know about vitamin A. All I do know is that I got started in this stuff, and I've never felt better before in my life, and for any reason that you're not completely satisfied, we will give you your money back. It's an empty bottle guarantee. So are you ready to feel better or not? Well, you know, I'm not sure. I really can't afford it. You know, I don't really know about that. All I do know is that I got started on this stuff, and so did my mom. My mom got started on this? Oh, my gosh, man, my mom is a wild woman now. I mean, my husband and I constantly tell her we're going to call the handicap police. Because she shouldn't be doing as much as she's doing, and you know, she's never felt better before in her life, man. Totally worth it for her to come up with the money to do it, and for any reason that you're not completely satisfied, like she's satisfied, you're going to get your money back. Empty bottle guarantee. What does a customer want to know concerning products? They want to know, is it going to work? That's all they want to know. But there's no amount of knowledge you can give them that's going to tell them it's going to work. But you can fire away with a machine gun full of stories that will tell them that it works. I've had people through the years want to quit on a product, want to cancel their service. And guess what I would say? You know, I understand. I completely understand. But all I know is that Susie got started on that very same product that you're using. You know what? And she had a tough time in the beginning, too. Nothing happened for her for the first 3 months. But she persisted. She persisted anyway because she didn't want to go find something else. And guess what happened to her the next month? She had phenomenal results. It's safe to say that she lost 20 pounds in that fourth month. For any reason that you are not completely satisfied, you're going to get your money back. So just give it another shot. Give it one more try. I've helped hundreds and hundreds of people not cancel an order, not cancel an auto ship, because I just told them stories. It is stories that keeps them in just one more day, one more week, one more month. on your products or service. And I know some of you are from a phone company or you do legal services, and I know we got hundreds of you that, you know, do internet type stuff. And you're saying, you know, we really don't have products, we sell services, and, you know, the services really are blah, blah. Okay, well, listen. Just find a story. Find stories. If you're getting objections, here you go. If you're getting objections about your service, then what I want you to do is find stories within your customer base that counteract their objections. Are you with me? I mean, a legal service, that'd be really easy. You know, somebody say, you know, you cancel my legal service. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you have people inside that legal service that were about to cancel it, decided to keep it, and a month later they used it. And it saved them thousands of dollars. Well, unless you know those stories, you can't use them against those who are trying to quit. Okay? So you want to be a master of telling stories. You want to be a master storyteller. Some of you banter back and forth on the phone with your distributors, man, for a long time, hours sometimes. And what I'm telling you is that if you're doing that, you're wasting your time, because all it is an argument. You're trying to convince them. There's nothing that will convince them to go to work, nothing that will convince them to use your products or services, nothing that will convince them more than testimonies of somebody else that was in their shoes, who stuck it out, made it happen, and these are the results. Okay? That's how that works. So all I want you to do is become a master at learning other people's stories and telling them to other people. So you know the objections that you get from people, and you know the objections that you get from distributors. You see, for the rest of your career, you're going to be fighting objections. Whether you're a manager in a retail store, you're going to be fighting objections from your workers. Your workers have objections, and you'll be continuously working them through that objectional process by giving them stories to replace their excuse. So let's move on to the business. Okay, out of the product, into the business. And again, it is, you know, I don't really know about that. All I know is story. Gets them on the product, keeps them on the product, keeps them from canceling an order, okay, or canceling a service. Now to the business. The same exact thing applies there. Especially, even more importantly, the business opportunity. More importantly, you must keep it simple. You must tell stories. And here's why. If you hear all the time, I want to think about it, that's because you've given them too many facts to think about. But if you beeline them with stories, you just absolutely, you know, machine gun them away with stories. This is what happens. What I want you to do is I want you to strategically find stories inside of your sales force of people that had the same objections that your prospects have. So the objections look something like this. I can't afford it. Okay? So do you have anybody that is in your business that could not afford to get started? Do you have that? Then what you do when you come against somebody that says, you know, I just can't afford it, and I say, man, I totally understand. In fact, you remind me of Tom. You know, Tom, when he first got started, he had, you know, no money at all. His second car had just been repossessed. He didn't know how he was going to feed his family or keep his home. But he just knew that he did not want to wind up in this financial position again. So he borrowed the money from his mom. He was actually willing to stuff his pride for his family and borrow the money and get started. And do you know that his first 6 weeks he made $20,000? Do you know that his first 6 weeks he made $20,000? And he couldn't afford it. Now his check is $30,000. He's only been in for like 8-9 months now. His 7th month check. He's like on schedule, 6 figures. So are you ready to get started just like Tom did? Yes, I am. Somebody else says, I just truly don't have the money. I don't have money to borrow, you know. Man, that's funny. It reminds me of Danny Johnson. Yeah, gosh, I mean, she was totally homeless. Credit cards completely maxed out. Man, she had a strong will to not wind up back there again. And she stepped up for herself and for her daughter and started a business. Made $2,000 profit the first 10 hours. Made $250,000 the first year. Became a millionaire at the age of 23. All I know is if you're willing to find the will so that you can find the way, you may have the same chance that Tom and Danny did. So are you at least willing to learn, work, and try? What's he going to say? He's got to say yes. No, I want to keep my pride and stay broke. That's the other answer. And he doesn't want to say that. I mean, it's stupid. Okay? So that's one of them. So listen, guys, I know many of you, hundreds of you are going to be in Utah. Which, by the way, we're nearing half capacity right now, and we still have 3 weeks before that event. So we're nearing about 50% capacity. We've got a large room. So if you're thinking about going, get yourself registered now. I'd hate for you to get a plane ticket and not have a seat, because that'd be really lame. We've sold out of seminars before, and Salt Lake has a great chance of selling out by far. It looks like it will, actually. Okay, so let's say that you find somebody that says, I don't have the time. Okay? That's a great one. I don't have the time. So what you do is you look inside your Salesforce, either in your Salesforce itself or even in your Upline, and you find out, okay, who didn't have the time to get started? Who had absolutely no time? And what you do is you get a hold of that person's story. And here's another thing. If you're one of those people that does one-on-one presentations, or even if you're one of those people that that works online, I want you to have pictures of these various different people. And for those people, for those of you that are going to be in Salt Lake, for example, I know that, you know, Tom and Kim will be in Salt Lake. I know that Kathy's going to be in Salt Lake. And George is going to be in Salt Lake. These are people that were in Los Angeles. Let me tell you about these leaders that are there. Have your picture taken with these people. And here's why. Because they all have a story. Like my story, I didn't think I could do it, which is why I didn't get started right away. I didn't think that people like me could succeed at anything. All right? And I couldn't afford it. So whenever you run into a prospect that says, I just can't afford to get started. Well, you know, here, go to my site. Are you there? Okay, click on this. You see Tom and Kim Challenge? They couldn't afford it either. They had no money. When people see a picture of that person, it comes alive to them. It stimulates them. It inspires them. Okay, so, or if you're one of those people that does flip chart presentations or one-on-one presentations, you don't have access to people traveling around with you telling their stories for you. Pictures. You need to have a photo album. The photo album is actually more important than the flip chart. The photo album is more important than the presentation itself. And here's why. Because these are candid shots that were taken at a seminar, you and those people, and all you're doing is pointing and telling their story. Telling their story. Telling their story. In fact, the people in Los Angeles, there's Marcus in LA, brought 8 people with him to LA. It was his very first seminar, brought 8 people with him. And, you know, he brought a camera because he heard me say that on a conference call. And he's like, Danny, what am I supposed to do with this? I said, else you got to make money with those pictures. And here's why. When I say that that pictures really are powerful, well, I had my picture taken with a lady that really inspired me. And she was a preschool teacher, made $250,000 the first year. And I had my picture taken with her at the very first conference that I had gone to. And I had that picture in my briefcase. Now, I didn't get the chance to work with her, but she inspired me daily. I didn't get a chance to talk to her almost never. I mean, at seminars, I'd get to say hi and things like that, and she'd pat me on the back, tell me I was doing good. But the reality was is that she inspired me daily from a picture. Because I had that picture, and every day I would look at that picture, and the days I wanted to quit, the story, her story, kept me going another day. Her story kept me going another day. And all it was a visual picture. Me and her. I still have that picture. Okay? So you find somebody in your business that didn't have the time, but they overcame the objection, and then tell that person's story. Oh, really? You don't have the time? Gosh, it kind of reminds me of that professor. His name is Tom, and, you know, he didn't have the time either at all. I mean, he was just slammed busy. You know, he had a full career as a professor plus a family. But, you know, the education was getting some cutbacks, and he was really just looking at the fact of his future not being very solid, and he just knew if he didn't find the time now, that he would have been wishing that he had, and he got started, and the guy has made $100,000 a year working in his own business now, teaching people about life, teaching people how to succeed in business now. So are you at least willing to learn, work, and try? You get it? So find somebody that couldn't afford it. Find somebody that didn't have the time. Find somebody that said, I'm not a salesperson. That's a great one. You have people say, you know, I'm not a salesperson. I can't do this. Great. Find a picture of somebody. Find somebody in your Salesforce or in your Upline or find somebody in Utah at First Steps. Have your picture taken with them. So you know what? This lady right here, gosh, you know, she just pretty much ran with charity organizations and you know, she just real quiet and calm and shy, and And, you know, she really felt like that, too. She felt like there's just no way that she could ever, you know, do anything like this because she, you know, she didn't feel like she had the right personality, but she just knew that she had to do it for her family's sake. But she just had to do it, and she couldn't go on in this way. And so she just kind of went in and got the good skill and training, and without being a salesperson, has built a dynamic business, and this is where her business is today. So are you at least willing to work, learn, and try? Okay, great. Here's your application. Okay? So whatever the objections are, okay, you do it. Here's why. You know, when you, and again, I, my best weapon that I had was my photo album. My best weapon. My best weapon in my live presentations were our testimonials. And again, with testimonials, in fact, I want you to do this right now. Go to DannyJudson.com. And on there, you'll find the best of series in the product section. There's the best of series. There is a how to tell your story. That'd be part two of this call, because there is an art to telling your story. Most people, let me tell you, 99% of the people tell their story in a way that actually drives business away. That CD is $10. Give me a break. That $10 investment will absolutely teach you how to tell your story and how to coach your distributors to tell their story in a way that it brings in business instead of drives business away. Okay? Same with the North Carolina CDs. Those also have that help. But if you want specific right now, how do I tell my story? I'll tell you this right now. If it's too long, you're driving business away. If the story, if any part of the story causes the prospect to say, so what? Like, for example, let's say that your story is that, you know, let's say that you got a powerful testimony on some kind of a nutritional type of a product. Okay, let's just say that you do. And you go off and you say, you know, prior to getting started on this product, I had a cholesterol, triglyceride, and heart problem, and I went to the doctor one day, and my doctor said, you know what, you really need to do something about your health. It's about time you take things seriously. So I'd like for you to get on these various different medications, and while you're on these different medications, I need you to do some exercising, and I also need to change your diet. Hello, you lost the prospect. If you're going on and on and on, you lost them. But if you say, prior to getting started on these products, I had all kinds of health problems. I had no energy. I had bad cholesterol, bad serious heart problems that I was facing there in the future. I got started on these three items. Since then, my cholesterol is normal. My triglycerides are normal. I'm not having any future problems with my heart. I feel better than I've ever felt before in my life, and I'm so happy that I got started on these products. God, doesn't that feel so much better? The person just wants to know the highlighted points of that story. They want to know what was the problem, what was the solution. That's what they want to know. The quicker you can bring the prospect to those 2 points, that's when they say, that's simple. Dang, that works. I'm in. That's how it works. It has to be done quickly. What's the problem, what was the solution? When it comes to the business, same thing. What was the problem, what was the solution? So the problem, in my testimony, prior to getting started, I was a broke cocktail waitress with $2.03 to my name, $35,000 debt, no job, no money, no nothing. Came in, got started, went to a training seminar, made $2,000 my first 10 hours, $6,500 my next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month, first year, $250,000. Made my first million by the time I was 23. What was the problem? Dead broke. What was the solution? Went to a training seminar, started in this business, made $1 million. You get it? Okay, so anyway, it's stories that get people into your business. So again, scan your group. Scan the group. Who had these excuses when they got started and how they overcame them and where are they today? Okay, now here's another one. I get this question all the time. I get people emailing me all the time. Danny, I believe so strongly in first steps. I believe so strongly in that training. How do I get my people to go? Okay, I know hundreds of you have asked me this question. I'm going to give you the answer right now. Stories. Yep, that's my answer. As you tell them stories. It's so funny. I was in Silver Creek, Ohio. Beautiful Amish guy asked me a question, Danny, because he had gone to first step. He says, Danny, man, I know where I want my business to go, and I know that it's going to get there by me bringing people to first step to success. How do I get people there? And so he began to go on. He goes, Danny, he goes, what are the statistics of the amount of people and the level of success that they get to as a direct result of plugging in the first step? He wanted to know the facts. And this was my answer, and half the room had heard North Carolina CDs and began to laugh when I gave him the answer. I said, you know what? I said, I really don't know what those statistics are. However, all I know is that Tom Challen plugged into that seminar, and he has built a business of tens of thousands of dollars in a matter of a few months. He's like, yeah, but, you know, what are those statistics? I said, you know, I really don't know about that. All I do know is that Rohini Solos, in 36 hours notice, flew from Washington, D.C. to Honolulu, Hawaii. She was totally broke and unemployed for a year and a half. Came out of that first seminar and made $2,000 in 10 hours. Her first month made $5,000. Her fifth month took her $10,000. The girl is a millionaire today. That's all I know. So if you go to First Steps to Success, you have the greatest chance of getting the same kind of results. If you don't go, there's a guarantee you won't. So are you at least willing to work, learn, and try? That's it. And people started laughing because they remember hearing you say that. I don't know, all I know is a story. That's how you're going to get people to go. You know, here you go right here. You know, someone says, well, you know, I really just can't afford it. You know what? That kind of reminds me of Sandy Stewart. Sandy really just couldn't afford it either. And she didn't have the time, man. She had a lot on her plate. But she knew that she was sick and tired of going in the same direction in her business. So she stepped up and invested in herself, went to First Steps to Success, came out of there and had sponsored 5 people, something she hadn't done in months. Keep drilling with stories. Guys, listen, on my website, there's hundreds to choose from. There's literally hundreds to choose from. Hundreds. Here's another one. You know, Carrie, prime example. Many of you met her in L.A. She's actually helps and assists us and our staff at the seminars. You know, Carrie was an international flight attendant about to become a single mom when she heard about her business opportunity. For 3 months, did not go to a seminar and struggled and failed, got nowhere. And when her savings started to be depleted, she knew that she had to get an education, learn how to do this right. So she went and she brought 2 people with her. Came out of that first seminar and made $2,000 her first month. Has made almost $500,000 in her career, part-time, as a mother, building the business. So just machine gun them with stories. Guys, there's hundreds to choose from on our website. Hundreds of them. Don't tell the facts. Tell the stories. Get familiar with the stories on that site. And then once you come to First Steps, get your picture taken with various different stories. Interview each other. In fact, when I used to only do closed seminars just for my sales organization, they were required to get several pages of testimonials from every single person in that room. And I will do the same exact thing with you guys when you're there in Utah. That you will take notes of testimonials, that you will hear people's stories. Jay Ramanan. Okay, you got people that you want to go to First Steps and get training and plug into CDs and plug into the coaching, which is what Jay has done. Prime example, right there. A woman was petrified with fear of rejection to the point that she would not call anybody but had a strong desire to build her business. But she could not pick up the phone because she feared rejection. And instead of staying afraid, she invested into herself. She's a First Steps graduate. She's a coaching client. She's owned every CD that Danny Johnson has produced. And right after getting that specific training that she needed, sponsored 5 people in 1 day. If you want to get the same, plug into the same system. Okay? There you go, guys. The thing you want to do, for all of you, the hundreds of you that ask me questions, how do I get people to go to the seminar? Tell stories. Let me tell you right here. There was a young woman from Sugar Creek, Ohio. Her name is Lois Troyer. Now this is hilarious. Some of you have distributors whose husbands or wives are totally unsupportive. Completely unsupportive. Well, Lois was the unsupportive wife. Her husband had gotten started 2 years ago in a business. He was so excited about it, wanted to build it, and she would whine and complain every time he left to go do a meeting or every time he left to go do something with his business. She'd whine and complain. Every time he's on the phone, she'd whine and complain. They were newlyweds, and she wanted all his time on her. Well, a friend of hers told her about First Steps. Now, she was not excited about her business, and she was not an active supporter in that business. A friend of hers tells her my story, about how my life had completely changed and what I had overcome. Well, she needed personal growth. So she decided to invest in herself and fly to Dallas, Texas from Ohio. Cute little Amish girl, actually a Mennonite gal, grew up Amish. Came to First Steps to Success and got woken up, shaken up, confronted every issue in her life, came out of that seminar and in 10 days personally sponsored 19 people at $500 a head. Personally brought in 19 people. How's that? Was number 3 in the world in her company. People were shocked. Her husband was blown away, came up to me with tears in his eyes saying, "You changed my life. You changed my life by changing my wife." I didn't do it. You know what did it? It was those people in that room that did it. The God that showed up. The spotlighted the things on her life that needed improvement. And she said, "Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it." This girl is no longer sitting on the sidelines. This girl filled a room of 150 people in Canton, Ohio for a small training that I actually happened to have been in. This girl brought 30 people to a seminar a month ago. Phenomenal. This girl was sleeping prior to her first seminar. How many of you have sleeping distributors in your sales force? How many of you have Lois's in your business? Many of you have those Lois's who are unsupported spouses who don't do anything with the business. Many of you have whining, murmuring, complaining distributors. I'm not saying go get all of them to come. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying, for those who call them whine, say, "You know what, that's so funny. I've got to tell you about Lois." And in fact, any of you that are in Salt Lake, it is worth the trip to get there alone just to have your picture taken with her and her husband. Worth it right there. It's worth $1 million right there. Let me tell you why. Because all of you are going to come across distributors that are whining, murmuring, and complaining, saying, "This is too hard. It's not working. I don't like it." You're all going to have those. And what are you going to do? You're going to flash that picture of Lois and Darius Troyer from Silver Creek, Ohio. Grew up an Amish girl. That's going to show them, "You know what? That reminds me of Lois. I met Lois." That's what you're going to say. "Gosh, I met this gal in Salt Lake. Her name is Lois. And she was just that way." Man, and she went to First Steps to Success. Since then, girl's gone on fire. Sponsored 19 people in 10 days. Filled the room of 30 people, brought 30 people to First Steps to Success. Got 150 people to training. Hello? Stories. Facts tell. Stories sell. That's the bottom line. Facts tell. Stories sell. Last one was putting people to work. Same thing. Just tell stories. You want to put people to work? You want to have them actually do something? Tell them stories of people who are in their shoes, who overcame and went and did it. So master this. Master this. I promise you. You'll be so glad you did. So here we go. Go to DannyJohnson.com. Get that CD on how to tell your story. If you want the very beginning basics that all the rest of these leaders are making all of their distributors listen to, that's the North Carolina CDs. Those North Carolina CDs have made people tens of thousands of dollars just this year alone. Tens of thousands. It's dramatically changed their business. I got a gal out in Kansas, Vicki Kaufman, phenomenal lady, absolute phenomenal lady, starting this tiny little town, Liberal, Kansas. Woman is absolutely ripping it up. I actually was in her vehicle this past yesterday. Guess what's all over there? All the CDs from my website. Every single one of them. You know how they have those little slotted thing where you can see all the CDs? Her daughter's there. I listen to Danny Johnson every day. I listen to those CDs all the time. The reality is this. This woman has learned how to do her business from CDs and training seminars. She's new. She's a full-on rookie. Building a huge business. Phenomenal. You guys will meet her. She'll be in, she will actually be in Utah with people. She'll be dragging them by their hair if she has to, she says. So anyway, North Carolina CDs, there's the script book if you need scripts, whatever. Everything's there. You plug in. Not to mention 50 hours of free training. If you're in that kind of a financial situation, if you're destitute broke like I was, then capitalize on the free stuff that we give you there. Just capitalize on it. For those of you that are going to Salt Lake or thinking about Salt Lake, I can't wait till it happens. It's going to be dynamic. Bring your picture, bring your cameras. And creating a dynasty, last announcement, creating a dynasty the 12th, 13th, and 14th of November in South San Francisco. That is an advanced training seminar. That is a PhD for this business. That's what that is. First Steps to Success literally is like a college degree for this business. You know, many people, you know, we have millionaires plugging into those seminars every single time. Every single time there's a millionaire in the room that's built a multi-million dollar sales organization. Learning. Blown away. Why? Because the dynamics that happen there are crazy. You must be a First Steps graduate in order to qualify to go to Dynasty. I don't care if you've made $5 million in your business. You cannot go to Dynasty unless you go to First Steps first. And that's it. The last chance to qualify for Dynasty is October 16th and 17th in Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay, and again, we've had people that are multimillionaires call us and say, you know, I don't think I need your First Steps. I'd like to just go to Dynasty. And we've said, we'd love to take your money, however, comma, we can't let you in. First Steps is not elementary. It is a college degree, and you'd be amazed of what these top seven-figure income earners have learned in those seminars, to the point if they're bringing their entire sales forces back to those seminars. So last chance to qualify for Dynasty is October 16th and 17th. Why is Dynasty in November? Oh, because the equipping for 2005 will be happening right there. Right there. You will learn every single facet in the area of dealing and communicating with people in your business. It will blow your mind. You will be unstoppable with your sales force. And you will train up independent leaders, not dependent whiners. Did you hear me? You will train up independent leaders, not dependent whiners. God bless you guys. Man, I love you guys so much. I am every day just growing more and more fond of who you are and what you're doing, and I really tell you from the bottom of my heart, I believe in you. Gosh, man, the things that I've seen this year and the contrast in different organizations, I will tell you, you are the cream off the top. You have risen, and you will do things that you never thought were possible. I'm going to open up the lines, and we're all going to say goodnight and God bless. Maybe scream out your city, whatever you want to do. God bless you guys. Hold on.
Robert from Riverside.
Thank you, Danny. Good night, Robert, North Carolina.
Thank you from Southern California, Ed and Norma.
Thank you from Louisiana.
Thank you,
Danny from Boca, Florida.
Washington, D.C., thank you.
Thank you from Alaska.
Thank you from Canada.
Thank you from California.
Thank you from Pennsylvania.
Thank you from California.
Thank you from Denver, New York.
You would recommend leaving this thing.
Thank you.